Fahrenheit 9/11, Michael Moore's new documentary, opened in New York today. The movie is unambiguously anti-war and anti-Bush, a cinematic roast of the president, as it's been called. It has already generated plenty of debate, and while the film does not disclose new information, some of President Bush's opponents think it will help them in the election. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Michael Moore has made no bones about what he hopes his movie will accomplish. He says he wants, quote, the complete and entire removal of the Bush family from Washington in November. To that end, Moore has made a movie that suggests the Bush family was so closely linked to Saudi Arabia and to members of the bin Laden family that the administration failed to aggressively pursue bin Laden after 9/11, and that the Bush family profited from the military buildup in Iraq. It also shows footage of the president clowning around just before addressing the nation on the eve of the war. But could the movie actually affect the outcome of the 2004 presidential race? Eli Pariser of the liberal group MoveOn.org certainly hopes so.
Michael Moore's books, you know, have been on the bestseller list for months and months. You know, people are going to go to this movie because, along with being powerful and, you know, outrageous, it's also pretty entertaining. And I think that's going to speak to a whole group of people who have kind of given up on politics and encourage them to come back in.
MoveOn.org has begun an internet campaign to get people to see the movie and then work to defeat President Bush.
So we've been organizing both to get our members there, to get them to bring their friends and family, and then to take the energy that's coming out of the movie and offer people somewhere to go with it, to offer them concrete things that they can do to make a difference for the upcoming election.
The White House communications director, Dan Bartlett, hasn't seen the film, but last week he said it was so outrageously false it's not even worth comment. And a conservative group, MoveAmericaForward.org, has called the movie a recruiting tool for al-Qaeda. It's asking people to demand the theater owners not show Fahrenheit 9/11.
It's a two-hour political advertisement guised as a movie. So I tip my hat to them in the sense that I wish I had thought of it first.
That's David Bossie, the conservative activist who spent much of the 90s calling attention to Bill Clinton's failings. He has a fellow practitioner's respect for Moore's propaganda skills, but he says for the most part, conservatives should ignore the film.
I am someone who believes in the theory, as someone who is out there for 8 years in the Clinton administration, that when you get publicity for your cause, good or bad, it helps your cause. So if conservatives lie low and let this thing open without much muss or fuss, I think we'd be better off.
Moore himself is daring the film's detractors to challenge its content, and he's hired a small army of lawyers and PR professionals to help him, including Chris Lehane and Mark Fabiani, veterans of the Clinton White House scandal defense team. According to Frank Rich, cultural critic for the New York Times, it won't be clear until after the film opens what kind of effect it will have on the election or even how many people will actually go to see it.
If it reaches whatever, the 48% or 50% that doesn't like George W. Bush, that would be the biggest grossing movie of the year and then some, but it might not move a single vote if most of those people were going to go to the polls and vote against Bush anyway.
And it's very unlikely the movie will reach anywhere near that many people. Fahrenheit 9/11 is opening in only 868 theaters, far fewer, says Rich, than the typical Hollywood feature. But still, the film's distributors are using all the fuss to sell as many tickets as possible.
From Academy Award winner Michael Moore comes the most controversial film of the year.
My answer is bring him on.
Fahrenheit 9/11.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.